Hi, Vanessa. Good morning. How did you get to learn about this nutrition response testing in the first place?
I'm pretty sure I learned about it on KPAM. I listen to KPAM a lot during the day. And so I heard about it that way. And but what was happening in my life was I'd been suffering from an irregular heartbeat that I had, you know, I'd been to the cardiologist and they said, well, it's not dangerous, but go to the emergency room if you pass out, and we don't really know what's causing it. And they wanted me to take any anxiety medicine, which I didn't want to take, and I knew that I didn't need. I knew that there was something going on with my body. But I tried a lot of different diets. I tried all kinds of food avoidance and still
food. You said food avoidance.
Yeah.
Food avoidance. Yeah.
Yeah. There were certain things I knew were bothering me, but anyway. So I mean, I'm not suicidal, but there were many days where, excuse me, I just felt like I wasn't sure. I was just like, I don't really want to live like this anymore.
Right. You were blue. You were deeply blue. I mean, you know this. I mean, you know that's. That is that often happens when you know you have an issue and you don't feel right, but you don't exactly know, you don't want to use medications. Were you on any medications of any sort, leading up to this, Vanessa?
No, I wasn't taking any medication just because all of my life, you know, I've suffered from side effects when I take medication.
Yeah, you're sensitive.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, I just had learned not to go there.
So you were struggling with you were just sort of, you know, spinning the wheel and reading and I know your research, you use the web a lot and you were trying to find something that might address this.
Right.
Vitamins, supplements, diets, whatever, right?
Yeah, right. And you know, the thing that was the most frustrating about the whole thing was that I felt like there was no one who could help me and that I was completely alone.
The funny thing is even though I'm a practitioner, there was a point in my experience when I was, you know, kind of getting that sense. And it was definitely, it was a challenge. And,
yeah.
And you know me now.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not exactly a depressive type.
Right, right.
But, So you were looking, you were frustrated, you were almost hopeless, and then you heard me on the radio. You came, you got the evaluation. Was it painful?
Nope.
Was it unusual?
Was it unusual? I wouldn't say it was unusual.
Wow.
Yeah, it was painless. It was non-stressful. I didn't have to take my clothes off. You know, it was didn't have to give blood or urine or anything like that. It was, you know, very non-invasive.
So when you got your program, what was the most challenging part of the program? You know, once you did the evaluation, I gave you your individualized nutritional healing program, and what was the most challenging part at the beginning?
Well, I think the most challenging part was just believing that it was going to work. You know, just because I had been disappointed by other things so many times.
Yeah.
So I would say that was probably the toughest part.
And as I recall in the beginning when we started, you kind of had that sense and I also know that you were very sensitive to as you told me, to supplements and so forth, and that was something else you really had to kind of sort of get over too, right?
Yeah, I was worried because I was worried about reacting to the supplements that I got from you, just because that had been my experience at other places and other things I had tried, and so I ended up just trying.
You tiptoed into it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I did. It took me a while, maybe even a couple weeks to get to the full, you know, the full amount that I was that you had tested me for that I was going to be taking, and but I didn't have any problem at all.
And so I'm sure that was encouraging.
Yes, yeah, it was. It really was.
And no pressure to like do it all at once, right? I mean,
nope.
Good.
No.
Good. 'Cause that's important. I mean, I know that when people who haven't been feeling well for a while, and get their program like this, I mean, it's a bucket of ice water in the face sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you've got to make some changes, and those changes don't seem to, you know, they're big.
Right.
They're big, especially in the diet. Although you had made some dietary changes earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
So I've made some.
And so, what are the biggest surprises to you since you began this nutritional transformation?
Well, I think the biggest surprise is just how well I feel, and that it just really works. The other thing, though, Paul, that I want to be sure and mention is in this flu season, how, people all around me have been sick. Once somebody in my family had H1N1, a couple people at the office that I, you know, work around had it. People coughing and snorting and sneezing in your face all day long.
Right, right.
And some, you know, there have been times where I just felt like I was fighting something, and I was like, oh no, am I going to get sick?
But, yeah, what happened?
Well, I went in to see you, and you did the testing, and you were like, oh, well, you're fighting the flu bug. And so you...
I said, yeah, basically we talk like that. I also say it's an immune challenge.
Yeah,
you're dealing with an immune challenge. I mean, didn't exactly diagnose anything, right? But just
right.
Yeah.
But what was really interesting was that you had me use some of the same supplements that I was already using.
Yeah.
You just had me use them in a different way. Like instead of just taking a capsule, you had me take it apart and put it in water and swish it in my mouth.
What a good point. You know, the discovery of the fact that the immune system starts at the lips. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
So if you're swallowing a pill, you're actually bypassing a certain amount of stimulation.
Right.
And you were actually experiencing some symptoms, and those symptoms all but disappeared in a short period of time.
Yeah, I was, whenever I was feeling like I was fighting something, then I would get the heart palpitations. Again, which, you know, I really hate.
Yeah, what's the like?
Yeah, no kidding. But what's really amazing was that I'd use those supplements in the way that you told me, and then in 10 minutes, my body was responding and feeling stronger and feeling better, and all of a sudden, you know, the heart palpitations were gone, and...
Oh, you mean you didn't have to get a flu shot?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. Oh! Oh, my God. The immune system actually working on its own when you find out what the exact issue is, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
My own body healing itself and working to heal itself. And I've lost 10 pounds.
Oh, another side effect of actually taking care of yourself, right?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's slow, and it's really slow weight loss, but you know, it's just a side benefit. I needed to lose weight, but that's not why I came to see you.
Right.
It's just, you know, my main concern was just feeling better and trying to get rid of that nasty irregular heartbeat. And
so how has your life changed? I mean, with respect to things that you could or could not do? I mean, is there any change in that area?
I am just more interested in going out and doing things. I don't have to stop and think and worry, oh, am I going to have a flurry of palpitations? It's going to ruin my evening or ruin my day or whatever. My husband and I took our daughter and another friend on Friday night. We went to the tree lighting ceremony at Pioneer Square. And there were thousands of people there and big crowd, and that's typically the kind of situation that I avoid because I just, oh, what if I have, you know,
complications? Right, right.
I went, I enjoyed it. I didn't even think about any symptoms or...
Wow, that's
just
so fabulous.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's so fabulous. Has anyone else noticed any changes in you since you've been doing this?
Well, my family has. You know, my family has noticed, especially my husband has noticed that I'm, you know, happier and
what's his response?
Well, he's very glad. He just wanted me to feel well and be healthy.
Of course.
And,
yeah, of course. Of course. But that makes a huge difference, though.
Yeah, it really does. And coworkers have complimented me and asked me, what are you doing? And, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Well, I mean, is there anything else about the program, anything else about the sort of your experience that you think someone else out there who, just like us, or perhaps in your, in our position, where we were looking for that missing piece, looking for the answer, and sort of becoming a little bit like, oh my gosh, is there any answer out there? Is anything else that you would share with them?
Well, it, just that the effort is worth it. I mean, you know, I had a friend at the office who said, I mean, she's been experiencing some health problems too, and she said, well, I just don't think I'm ready, you know, for the lifestyle change. And I said, well, you know, when you get to the point that I was at, I'm going to be 50 next Saturday. And
hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks. but I just, you know, I was just like, you know what, when you get to where I was, when you're so desperate that you'll do anything, when you're so miserable, not, you know, not suicidal, but not really wanting to live your life anymore.
Right.
Then you'll, you know, it'll be worth it to you. And it is worth it to me. And it's something that I'm excited because I don't believe in retirement. I want to work.
You and me both. You and me both.
You know, I want to work until I literally drop dead at about 105.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see if we can't get that to happen. You know, yeah. but do you think? I mean, do people really have to wait that long? I mean, would you like until they're, you know, at the end of their rope? I mean, they could start a little earlier if they were so inclined, right?
Well, yeah. If they will, you know. I mean, it's just. you just ask yourself, do I want my life to, be better quality? And for me, it was yes.
Well, you actually started, I mean, the thing is, you started to address it earlier, right?
Yeah.
But you just didn't find the answer.
Right.
And so this enabled you to actually find that answer.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And Paul, I remember, too, at the beginning, when I first started coming in to see you, you know, I would have, I would actually eat something that I didn't know had something in it, like soy or something.
Right.
I wasn't supposed to have.
Right.
And I'd have symptoms, and I'd come to your office in tears. I'd be in tears going, you know, oh, I'm having these symptoms. And then you would do the testing, and you would identify what the problem was. And then I would be like, okay, and then it, you know, it worked for me.
Yeah.
So.
And it works.
Yep.
It works.
Yep.
So you would say to anybody else out there, if they were having a problem that they couldn't solve, a healthcare problem they wouldn't solve, what would you say to them?
Well, I really do recommend giving Paul a try. I mean, you know, the way I figure is that at this point, if you're like me and you've been to a bazillion other places, medical doctors and alternative care providers who, I have a lot of respect for people that want to help other people get well.
Me too.
And I had had some success at some different times in my life. But this program has really, you know, it really was the missing piece. It was really answered a lot of questions that I had. And, you know, for me, it's doing the job.
That is so wonderful. Vanessa, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah,
I really, really appreciate you taking the time, because I know you don't have to. This is totally volunteer on your part. Yeah. And have a good rest of the weekend.
Yeah, you too, Paul. God bless you.
You too, dear.
Bye-bye.